he will be the team now. Team.
Team, yeah.
Hare Krishna, before starting, I want to say that I'm very happy to be today, to be this evening in Delhi. Tomorrow evening, I will be in Germany. I am also very glad and happy to see the Indian representative of the Veda Academy, Sriman Yogeshwala, amongst us.
Yogeshwala is here.
Hare Krishna. So we will read today a verse from the Bhagavad Gita and try to deeply enter the secret of this verse. Where is it, please? Second chapter.
Chapter 2.
Yes. Verse 22.
Chapter 2.
Yes, Maharaj.
It is of Bhagavatam, Maharaj.
In
the evening we don't write.
We don't write in the evening. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tata Sharirani Vihaya Chinani. Anyani samyati navani dehi.
Anyani samyati navani dehi.
Vadeve
Kauravani pracharine. Nirvishesha
shunyavani askatyare satarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda
Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasani Gobhaktavinda.
Hare Krishna what they do in Vrindavan. Many of us are quite familiar with the subject matter of this verse. This verse speaks about the change of body which takes place at the physical death. It says how we leave this body just like an old garment which we put aside. And that just after leaving one body, we take on a new one. I would like to give you today a practical example of what this means from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful Leela.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan at the house of his devotee, Srivas Thakur. We can just imagine the scene to be something similar as what is depicted in this wonderful painting above our heads. Devotees were dancing. Tears of love came streaming from their eyes. They were moved with ecstasy, just like there. They were throwing themselves in the most respectful obeisances before the Lord, trying to touch the dust from His feet. All of a sudden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "There is no ecstasy here. Chant louder and better." So again the kirtan started. But after an hour, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "There is no ecstasy here." Yes. What had happened? In another room of the house, there were women crying. They were surrounding the dying son of the house. So by the crying of the women, Srivas Thakur, the host of that kirtan evening, came there. Just when he entered the room, his son left the body and went to Vaikuntha. Haribol. But the women, being mothers and sisters, cried more. Now he is gone. Srivas Thakur said, "Stop crying. Your crying disturbs the dancing and chanting of the Lord. Because you spread an atmosphere of sadness, the Lord says, there is no ecstasy here." Why cry? Our son has left the body when the Supreme Personality of Godhead was dancing and chanting in our house. If you do not stop crying, I will go to the Ganga and drown myself immediately. Bas. Indian technical problem. What to do?
Green light, but still.
Up and down. It is like our life. Suddenly it stops. The microphone, Sri microphone, instructs us of this. Let us put a new battery. But battery is, new battery is always good. Yeah. One day we will be like an old battery, no energy left, and we will be thrown away to the cremation. Yes. Not so important. It is not from the Shastras. So, what could the women do? They stopped crying. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued to dance for 5 more hours. Then he said, something is wrong in this house. His devotees came and said to him, the son of Shiva's Thakur has just died. Why has no one told me? Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the place where the dead body of the son was lying. And he put his hand on the chest of the son. And said, why have you gone? Come back. At this moment, the dead body of the son came back to life because the soul re-entered it. And the son gave some, and he began to speak something which is extremely relevant for all of us here in Delhi. He said, my Lord, I came into this body and I left the body according to your direction. I am not independent from your desires. And my dear Lord, why do you say these are my parents? I had many parents or set of parents in the past. I have left now this house. Please wish me well. The Lord looked at the son who was close, surely going out of the body and disappearing. Then he said, my devotee Srivas is so attached to my pleasure that he has forbidden his wife to lament when his son left the body. Where can I ever find a devotee like Srivas? And how can I ever leave such a devotee? Then the Lord personally lifted the body of the dead son up and went with him, with all the devotees, to the bank of Mother Ganga. With his beautiful golden body, he went with the dead body into the Ganga and washed the body. And at that moment, everyone could see a miracle. Chamatkar, yes. Mother Ganga came in her deity form and took the body of the son in her arms. And everyone shouted who saw this, "Go, Premanandi, Hari Hari Go!" And they had seen how merciful the Lord was to his servitor. They had seen how compassionate the Lord was. They had seen how the Lord called the son who had already left the body back so that Srivast Thakur could be enlightened about the eternality of the soul. And at that moment, they lost all fear of death. What is about you? Are you afraid of your own death? What would you do when Krishna Priya Prabhu now would say, "Oh," and die right before our eyes? Swagatam, Suswagatam, Vaitya. Yeah, yes. Most of the people in this world are very afraid of death. Jean-Paul Sartre, the famous European philosopher, once said about death, "Death is not a possibility in my life. It is the nullification of all possibilities, because at death I lose everything." A devotee doesn't feel like this about death.
Does not feel.
A devotee knows that at the time of death, Lord Krishna will come. He will come like a person who rows a boat comes to the drowning man. And Lord Krishna will take his devotee out of the ocean of samsara back into his warm embrace in the kingdom of God. If you are a spiritual person, you have to lose your fear of death. I remember in 1977, I visited my spiritual master Srila Prabhupada in London. Srila Prabhupada was just about to leave his body. At that time he could not walk any longer on his own strength, but had to be carried on something like a palanquin. He looked very thin, and he he came for the last time in his life to see his European disciples and encourage them. You can just imagine how we felt when we saw him, our beloved spiritual master, very thin and emaciated, sitting on the chair and looking at us with loving eyes. He looked like a person who had already stepped on the other side of life. And he asked us a question. So, he said, have you understood our philosophy? That was the last thing which we expected to hear. He was thinking of us even at the time of his dying. A dying man usually thinks of himself. So, have you understood our philosophy? And we all tried to give some answer what our philosophy was. But Srila Prabhupada, he answered his question himself because he was not satisfied by our answers. He said, first of all, you must understand that life is eternal. Jitamitra, you are eternal. Krishna Priyaji, you never die. Yogeshwara, there was never a time when you were born, and there is never a time when you will die. To understand this simple point is the beginning of ecstatic spiritual life. I want to suggest to you to practice every day a little meditation which will help you to advance in spiritual life. In the morning you should think, I am an eternal spiritual soul. I am an eternal part of Krishna. Now by the mercy of Lord Krishna and my spiritual master, I can engage on the spiritual platform in divine loving service. You should meditate about this. The second step is, whatever happens to you, you should understand it's just passing by. It does not affect you. Before Krishna left the planet, he told Maharaj Yudhishthira. I will now give you a letter, Yudhishthira.
Letter?
Letter. Whenever you feel misery, open this letter and read it. A time came to Yudhishthira where his brother died, his brothers died. He felt so miserable. Then he remembered the letter of Krishna which he carried with him always. And he opened the letter and he said, also this misery will pass. Everything will pass in this life. Your body will pass. Your riches will pass. Even your cell phone will pass away. Yes. So whenever something happens to a devotee, he knows not so important. It comes and goes. And the third point which you should meditate about is every day, that everything which moves, moves under Krishna's control. There's nothing to worry. These are some simple applications of what it means that everything, that you are in eternal soul. I would like to give you another application or another practice. I would like to tell you what is the whole point of Krishna conscious practice. Sutta, sit down peacefully. You need to hear. It will not work. We are in India. In 10 years it will work. Yes. So the whole point of spiritual life is to absorb your consciousness in Krishna. Jiva Goswami says that our mind is like a piece of cloth.
Our mind is like.
Yes, our mind. It must be kept busy with Krishna. When you keep your mind busy with Krishna, Krishna becomes busy to engage and arrange your life. But if you forget Krishna, Krishna goes away from you and does not arrange your life any longer. We must practice to color our mind deep blue. This is the color of Krishna. Just like a cloth, when it is put in a blue color, becomes blue. In the same way, our mind will become Krishnaized when we think every day regularly of Krishna. But if we do not remember Krishna in our lives, We will never become spiritualized. I would like to give you an example from Ramayana. How one can be protected when one thinks of Krishna. When one absorbs his mind in Krishna, Krishna takes care of one's whole life. My example is about Ravan. Ravana was meeting Lord Rama on the battlefield. And Lord Rama fought with him. At the end, Ravan had lost all weapons. And Ram said, "Go home now, come back tomorrow. We will fight more tomorrow." Then the next day, Lord Rama fought for a long time with Ravan. Only at the end of the day did Rama finally shoot his arrow into the heart of Ravan and kill him. Why did he take so long? Why did he wait 2 days before he killed the sinful demon? The answer is that Ravan had someone very dear to Ram in his heart. In the heart of Ravan was one person. Who?
Shiv Shankar.
Sita. From morning till evening he was thinking of the supernatural beauty of Mother Sita. I must have Sita. I must possess her. I must make Sita my wife. Therefore Sita was in the heart of Ravan. Whatever you think of, that is in your heart. It's like a piece of cloth with whatever color it comes in contact with. That's how it turns. If this is blue ink and I put my saffron color sannyasi dhoti in it, it will become blue. So if you think of Krishna, you will become Krishnaized. But most of us think of cellular phones. When will she phone me? Yes. How much is the rupee in comparison to the dollar now? When will I get a new computer program? If you think like this, your mind will be colored materially. Only if you think of Krishna, your mind will be colored spiritually. It's not enough to just come to the temple and put your body there and dance and shout like a madman. It is more important to think of Krishna, because your whole character and being will only be transformed if you think with your mind of Krishna. Even the demon Ravan thought of Sita. Can't you think of Krishna? What is wrong with you? Hare Krishna. Therefore Ram could not shoot the arrow into Ravan's heart because there was Sita. Then Ram had an idea. He shot away the 10 heads of Ravan. All the 10 heads were gone. But this was not a problem to Ravan. He suffered no injury because immediately the heads grew back. 10 heads. However, he became agitated. He thought, it's not very polite of Ram to shoot my heads away. And therefore he became angry. And when he became angry, for a moment Sita left the heart. And anger came in the heart. And at that time Ram said, and this is how he could kill. This is a very important lesson is here. As long as you think of Krishna, you cannot be disturbed in your spiritual life. But the moment you forget him, the arrows of Maya will come. Shup, shup. You understand? Yes. So I want to request all of you to please in this use this wonderful temple for absorbing your mind in Krishna. You should hear about Krishna, how he plays on his Venu, how he attracts all the residents of Braj, how he calls with his flute the gopis to dance the Maharas with him. You see here. And when you think like this about Lord Krishna, you will lose all the Maya in your heart. It is said that hearing about Lord Krishna is like visiting a holy place of pilgrimage. When you go to a holy place of pilgrimage, what happens? You feel so liberated, so free from anxiety, and you also feel very attracted to Lord Krishna. You feel love in your heart. The same thing happens when you hear about Krishna and think of Him. You feel so liberated from your chintas. The daily chintas. Daily, daily. Not, you only think of deity. Yes, daily, huh? And you feel very much love of Krishna when you hear about Him. How Krishna in the morning leaves the village of Vrindavan. How He is greeted on the outskirts of Vrindavan by all the animals of the forests who have slept the whole night before the village just to receive Him in the morning. You can hear how Lord Krishna was herding millions of cows. And how He always walked behind the cows. Do you know why He walked behind the cows? He could have led them. But no, see, the cows, there were so many cows that they paint the earth a little with their hooves. But Krishna was very merciful to Mother Earth. So by His soft lotus feet, He healed Mother Earth's wounds which were made by the sharp hooves of the cows. And you can hear how Krishna expanded Himself in so many forms. When Brahma stole the cowherd boys, then Krishna expanded Himself in as many forms as there were cowherd boys, and these were millions. Every day go to the Tirtha of hearing about Lord Krishna. And every day think about Lord Krishna. And by this simple process, Krishna will arrange your life. You know, for the Pandavas, Krishna became their best friend. Krishna became the messenger of the Pandavas. Krishna became even the chariot driver. Why? Because they thought of Krishna. When you think of Krishna, Krishna arranges your life. When you forget Krishna, Krishna goes to His holy dham. Hare Krishna. Now I will end my little class. I am very thankful that you have received us so kindly in Delhi. I can see that you are all very serious in your spiritual advancement. And some of you are excellent dancers. Please know that this temple is your temple. We brahmacharis and sannyasis are only having one desire, to serve you, to become more absorbed in Krishna. Please let us form one international family of devotees of Krishna. And And just like you have received me so kindly, when you come to Germany, I want to receive you in our temple also very kindly. And we will give you Krishna Prasadam even in Germany, which is now about 20 times more cold than Delhi. Chata is not sufficient in Germany. So then you can come to our warm temple and eat Krishna Prasadam. Tere Sirare Shyam. You don't say Shyam?
Shyam.
Yes, you must. Tere Sirare Shyam. Tere Sirare Shyam. Hare Krishna. Krishna Priyaji has one question, so we will give you a microphone. First in Hindi.
Maharaji, if we think of Srila Prabhupada, spiritual master, so then what is the outcome? Like you said, if you think of Krishna, Krishna is there
before.
Or if you think of Prabhupada, spiritual master, then what is the outcome?
Krishna is master, aapne guru ka hai, Prabhupada ka chinta kare, to uska kya karna hoga?
You can think properly of Prabhupada and improperly. When you think properly of Prabhupada, you see him as very dear to Mukunda. In any way, then when you think of Prabhupada, immediately you will have to think of Krishna. He is Krishna's devotee, very dear devotee. He always wants to be remembered as a devotee of Krishna. But in the Shastras, it is said, if you think of holy saints like Srila Prabhupada, then something very special happens. The obstacles on your path are cleared away. It is described, when we want to make advancement in spiritual life, there are gangsters who want to hamper our advancement. Lust, greed, anger. 1 year ago, I was driving in the night through Braj, and then all these gundas came on the road with a light and sticks and pistols. They wanted to take my prasadam. This happens when you are also when you make advancement in Krishna consciousness. All of a sudden you are confronted by your internal enemies. Illusion, enviousness of other devotees. They come like gundas. So at that time you must call out the names of the pure devotees. Oh, Prabhupada! Oh, Rupa Goswami, save my life. The gundas of the heart are after me. And then you will feel the influence, the protective influence of the great sadhus. Srila Prabhupada has explained that by meditating about the Goswamis, for instance, your obstacles will be taken. Because when you think of the great devotees, they are present. How are they present? By their example. You will think of their example and their determination and their love for Krishna. And this will come into your heart. It will rub off Krishna Priya. All the best. Other devotee? Yes. The slave of this world will always suffer. And the servant of Krishna will always enjoy. I will.
So much thank you.
So much thank you.
One question about your book.
Yes.
One devotee has received your book and great Muslim polynomy. In that book, you have mentioned Chaitanya Upanishad. So he is asking, from here this originally comes in Atharva Veda, Vishakha, or this original Atharva Veda.
The Chaitanya Upanishad was found by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
So my question is that the Maharaj's book is
And he says it is a part of the Atharva Veda. And in this Chaitanya Upanishad, there is very fine glorification of Lord Krishna.
Yes.